The economic downturn did not stop hotel construction in New York City. Over the past couple of years, developers have added nearly 10,000 new hotel rooms in New York, increasing the total supply by 10%. As Lisa Chow from member station WNYC reports, developers have been creative in order to keep building.
Jeff Lamb placed a bet on Harlem in 2007 when the economy was booming.
Harlem was gentrifying tremendously, and we wanted to be part of that gentrification.
He's about to open in a radically different market, and he can only hope that travelers in today's economy are willing to pay $300 a night to stay here. It's the first brand name hotel to open in Harlem in decades.
So everyone's just putting the final touches to the lobby right now.
The 28-year-old developer walks through the lobby of this A-Loft hotel. It's a division of the big Star hotel chain, targeting a young, hip clientele.
The lobby is more of an industrial type look, with exposed ceilings, with exposed ductwork.
Lamb secured financing for his hotel before the financial crisis, so he was able to continue building. But when average room prices dropped by 30% last year, he tried to stay optimistic.
When we were building this, I kind of kept that in my mind, saying that, 2011, 2012 will be when the market returns.
Prices are already coming back, and travelers are filling more rooms these days. But Lamb faces competition from the many other new hotels coming onto the market. Still, Bradley Burwell says New York can handle it.
There is so much demand that comes to this city.
Burwell is with the commercial real estate firm C.B. Richard Ellis. He says lower room rates and an improving economy are bringing customers back. And that's welcome news to the scarred hotel industry. Bjorn Hansen is a professor at New York University.
More than half of the hotels in New York in 2009 didn't generate sufficient cash flow to meet their debt service obligations.
Is that basically saying that half of the hotels in 2009 were not breaking even?
That's right.
We are still making some money and still hanging there.
That's John Lamb, the city's second biggest hotel developer. He's also the father of Jeff Lamb, the developer of the hotel in Harlem. John Lamb emigrated from Hong Kong and now works out of a building in Chinatown that used to be a garment factory. He's built several hotels in New York these last couple of years and says he's kept costs down because his hotels typically don't come with amenities like meeting spaces, swimming pools, and big restaurants. When U.S. business travel dropped sharply last year, he beefed up his marketing to travelers from Asia. And when big national banks stopped lending, Lamb turned to Chinese-American banks.
All the decision makers, they're really good friends of mine, they really know our business, and they feel comfortable with it.
Ian Reisner also tapped into his base. The banker-turned-to-developer is now raising money, mostly from gay investors, to convert a former homeless shelter into what he calls the first gay urban resort.
We're in a city with no gay hotels and 7 million people coming here a year, and I have to fill 125 moderately priced boutique hotel rooms at roughly $250 a night. I think that's a no-brainer.
Reisner plans to fill his hotel with lots of amenities, a lap pool, a gym, a nightclub. He's lucky because he's paying for real estate that's cheaper than it was a few years ago. And the number of travelers willing to pay more for New York City hotel rooms is up. For NPR, I'm Lisa Chow in New York.